America. Did you feel to be back after a successful year in England?
It was very nice, you know. It was very good to come, go back, you know.
What do you think of your chances in America?
It'll be all right, you know. It's going to be all right, just like over here, you know. America's just like any other country. This takes a little more time, that's all.
Your experiences here as well. Mitch, the drummer. Before you joined the group, what were you doing then?
I was working with a band in England, a guy called Georgie Fame.
Neville on bass guitar. What's your background?
Long hair. No. Nothing really. I've just been professional for 4 years, jogging around. Well, in Germany for a year. That's about all.
How did you get together, Mitch?
Well, Georgie broke up the band, it was the Blue Flames, and that finished. And then, I had some other plans, you know, already. But, like, 2 days after the Blue Flames broke up, Chaz Charlie, who's our manager, phoned me up and told me about Jimmy. He said he arrived in the country, and would I like to go down and have a play with him? And, well, you know, to cut a long story short, that's what happened. I went and had a play, and it works out.
Well, we have read about it in the papers. Can you tell us what made you quit the Monkees touring States?
Well, the organisers were getting some nasty letters from parents and things. It's something to do with some silly association called the Mothers of...
Yeah, Daughters of the...
Daughters of the Mothers of the Lord. Backwards of something. But it's a load of thing, really, because they thought we were obscene for little girls.
Well, it wasn't the kids, you know, it was like the parents. It's the average age of a Monkees fan is 9 years old, and, like, the parents were taking them. And the kids were crazy, you know, they were really digging it. It's like all the parents got very uptight about it and thought we shouldn't be allowed.
Any tension between you and the Monkees?
No, not at all.
You spent almost 3 months in America. What were you doing the rest of the time, Jimmy?
The rest of the time we went. What was that?
Since you left this tour.
Oh, yeah. What, you mean to go to the States, you mean?
No, let me finish on the tour of the Monkees, man.
Oh, I think, you know, we just... Like, we had a few days left, so then, you know, because we had about the average of about 300 gigs, you know, 300 jobs offered to us. So then we did a few more, you know, in different little places, you know, like Washington, D.C., and some Cafe Gogo in the village of New York.
In Central Park. Ball, man.
Yeah, Hollywood Bowl in Central Park, you know, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Bang on the Midnight Lamp, your latest release. Was it recorded and written in America?
Yeah, we did it in New York. Yeah, we did it in New York,
didn't we?
Right. Yeah.
What about the future? What's your next step now?
We're going to be working on LPs. We're going to take a vacation, you know, rather than a Scandinavian tour. We'll be working on the LP when we come back. And probably, you know, another single or something like that, you know.
Jimmy, how did you get the idea of Burning of the Midnight Lamp?
This came to me, you know. That's all, you know, this. Like, we was recording our last album, LP, you know, I can't play no piano, you know, or harpsichord, but anyway, I just picked up these different little notes, you know, and it started from there. Because every time we had an intermission, you know, a rest or something like that, then I'd play this little tune on the harpsichord. So we decided to record it after about 6 months of messing around with it.
Lyrics?
Well, you know, it's very personal, you know, you don't mean for the lyrics to be personal all the time, but it is, so, you know.